إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، indeed our praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We praise him as he deserves to be praised, and we ask for his aid and his assistance, and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah azza wa jal from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah azza wa jal guides, then none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah azza wa jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah azza wa jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. جاء في الصحيحين عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. There comes in Bukhari and Muslim the hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said عرضت علي الأمم فرأيت النبي ومعه الرهب والنبي ومعه الرجل والرجلان والنبي ليس معه أحد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, some of the nations were shown to me, and I saw a prophet, and he had a small group with him, and I saw a prophet, and he had one person, and I saw a prophet, and he had two people, and I saw a prophet, and he had no one. إذ رفع لي سواد عظيم فظننت أنهم أمتي. And then I saw a large crowd of people, and I thought it was my nation. فقيل لي هذا موسى وقومه. It was said to me, this is Musa and his followers. ولكن انظر إلى الأفق. But look to the horizon. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, فإذا سواد عظيم فقيل لي هذه أمتك. I saw a large crowd of people, and it was said to me, this is your nation. وَمَعَهُمْ سَبَعُونَ أَلْفًا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. And with them, there are 70,000. Among your nation, there are 70,000 people. يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. They will enter paradise without any reckoning or punishment. ثم نهد صلى الله عليه وسلم فدخل منزله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he stood up and he entered his home. فخاض الناس في أولئك الذين يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. Then the companions, they started to discuss about who are the 70,000 people that will enter paradise without any reckoning or punishment. Because the companions, their concern was what? Attaining paradise, دخول الجنة, والنجاة من النار, and being safe and secure from the hellfire. فقال بعضهم, some of the companions said, فلعلهم الذين صحبوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Maybe they are those who accompanied the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ, some of them said, فَلَعَلَّهُمَ الَّذِينَ وُلِدُوا فِي الْإِسْلَامِ وَلَمْ يُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ. Perhaps they are those, they were born in Islam and they never committed shirk. They never associated partners with Allah azza wa jal. وَذَكَرُوا أَشْيَاءَ. They mentioned various things. فَخَرَجَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went out to the companions. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ, and he said to them, مَا الَّذِي يَخُوذُونَ فِي, what are they discussing? What are they talking about? Because they were talking about this matter. Who are the 70,000 people? لِمَاذَا, why? So that they can be from amongst them. So that they can be from amongst them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they informed him about the topic of the discussion. It was about who are the 70,000 that will enter paradise without any reckoning or punishment? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen brothers and sisters, may Allah Azza wa Jalla make me and you from amongst them. But it's not just with the tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, concerning these 70,000, هُمَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ وَلَا يَكْتَوُونَ وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. These 70,000, they are those, they do not ask the people to make ruqya upon them, nor do they seek cauterization. They do not ask for cauterization to be performed upon them, nor do they believe in omens, and they place their trust solely in Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is what we will talk about today, insha'Allah. At-tawakkul ala Allahi wahdahu la sharika lah. Placing one's trust solely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone without any partners. And know with surety that this is from the ways to enter Jannah. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا تَجَرِي مِنْ تَحْدِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And those who believe in Allah and they perform righteous deeds, we will give them chambers in paradise under which rivers will flow, and they will dwell therein forever. They will be there forever. And how excellent a reward is that for the righteous people, the people who do righteous deeds. But who are they? How do we get this reward? كَيْفَ نَكُمْ مِنْ هَؤُلَىٰ. How do we be from amongst those individuals about whom Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and they perform righteous deeds, لَنُبَوِّئَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا. We will give them chambers in paradise. Allah described them. Listen to their qualities. Listen to their description. Allah, He said, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They are those, they were patient while they were in this life. While they were living, they were patient. And they placed their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone without any partners. What does it mean to place one's trust in Allah Azza wa Jal? ما معنى التوكل? Because التوكل is عمل قلبي, is an action of the heart. ليس بقول اللسان, it's not a statement of the tongue. To the extent that Ibn al-Qayyim, he quoted one of the people of the past and saying, يقول أحدهم توكلت على الله ويكذب على الله. He said, a person says, I place my trust in Allah, and in reality you find that they are lying upon Allah Azza wa Jal. You find from amongst the people, one who says, I place my trust in Allah, but he's lying upon Allah. Because in reality, لو توكل على الله لرضي بما يفعل الله به. He would be pleased with what Allah has decreed for him. Brothers and sisters, no doubt, التوكل is a way to attain Jannah. But what is the meaning of التوكل? التوكل كما ذكر ابن رجب رحمه الله, اعتماد, صدق اعتماد القلب على الله تبارك وتعالى في استجلاب المصالح ودفع المضار في الدنيا والآخرة. توكل, placing one's trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, is to have true reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal تبارك وتعالى with one's heart in pursuit of what is beneficial, that Allah will grant you what is beneficial and repel from you what is harmful as it pertains to the affairs of this world and the hereafter. وَقَدْ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِالتَّوَكُّلِ فِي مَوَاطٍ كَثِيرَةٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us, أَمَرَ بِالتَّوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ فِي مَوَاطٍ كَثِيرَةٍ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ. Allah commands us in many places to place our trust and our reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alone without any partners. وَجَعَلَ التَّوَكُّلَ عَلَيْهِ شَرْطًا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He made a tawakkul, placing our trust in Him alone, a condition في الإيمان, for one's faith. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَتَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. And truly place your trust in Allah alone without any partners if you are believers. Now, if we are believers, we place our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners. Because if a person places their trust in other than Allah Azza wa Jal, this word at tawakkul with their heart, which is worship of the qalb, then surely this is shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. وقال موسى يا قوم إن كنتم آمنتم بالله فعليه توكلوا إن كنتم مسلمين. Musa, he said to his people, if you truly believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, then place your trust in Him alone if you are truly Muslims. So therefore, sihhat al-Iman wal-Islam, the truthfulness of a person's Islam, ma'ada tawakkul, is a proof of the truthfulness of a person's Islam and Iman. With a qawiyah al-Iman, qawiyah tawakkul. If a person's Iman is strong, you will find their reliance in Allah Azza wa Jalla is strong. With a da'uf al-Iman, da'uf al-tawakkul. If a person's Iman is weak, you will find that their reliance in Allah Azza wa Jalla is weak. There are 70,000 people from this ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. They will enter paradise without any reckoning, without any punishment. He described them as being, هُمَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَسْتَرْقُونَ. They do not ask for ruqyah to be done on them. وَلَا يَكْتُونَ. No cauterization. وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ. They don't believe in omens. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they place their trust solely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a story from the women of Jannah, the women of paradise. Qissa ajiba ghariba. But it shows us two things. The reality of a tawakkul, haqiqat al-tawakkul, and that tawakkul is not just a claim upon the tongue, but at the same time that tawakkul sabab min asbabi dukhul al-jannah is a way to enter paradise. Wa hadhihi al-qissa ja'at fi sahihain. This qissa comes in Bukhari and Muslim. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said to Ata, أَلَا أُرِيكَ إِمْرَأَةً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Should I show you a woman from the women of paradise? قُلْتُ بَلَا عَطَى. He said, yes, certainly, show me, where is she? Who is this woman of Jannah? Ibn Abbas, he said, radiallahu anhu, he said, هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةُ السَّوْدَةِ. He said, this black woman there. He said, she is a woman from the women of paradise. Again, not lineage, not because of wealth, not because of anything of the dunya. She is a woman of Jannah. Limadha, why is she a woman of paradise? He said, radiallahu anhuma, he said, atat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said to him, she said, inni usra. She said, I suffer from fits. Wa inni atakashaf. And she said, I suffer from fits, and when I experience a fit, I become exposed, uncovered. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ لِي. Supplicate Allah Azza wa Jalla for me, for Allah to cure her, tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look what he said to her. He said, إِن شِئْتِ صَبَرْتِ وَلَكِ الْجَنَّةِ. If you are patient, and you choose to be patient, for you is paradise. وَإِن شِئْتِ دَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُعَافِيَكِ. And if you choose, I will ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, I will supplicate to Allah to cure you. She said, Subhanallah. She said, Qalat asbir. I'll be patient. I'll be patient. Where are the likes of those people in this world today? Person, they have a few dollars in their pocket. They come out the house. They see somebody driving maybe a nice car. Now, khalas. Sound ration. It leaves, it departs. I'm going to the corner to sell some drugs. No tawakkul. No reliance in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because if the person had true tawakkul in Allah, he would not sell that which is unlawful. Likewise, look at this woman suffering from fits, difficulty. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave her the opportunity. In shi'ti da'awtullah, lucky. If you want to supplicate to Allah, for Allah to cure you. وَإِنْ شِئْتِ صَبَرْتِ وَلَكِ الْجَنَّةِ. And if you choose to be patient, for you is paradise. She said, I will be patient for what? For paradise. And she is from the women of paradise. What a great example. Brothers and sisters, let us talk, inshallah, likewise about some of the benefits and the fruits of a tawakkul. مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ التَّوَكُّلِ. from the benefits of a tawakkul is what Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jalla will provide for them a way out. وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And he will give them sustenance from avenues that they never even thought about. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَوَحَسْبُ. Whoever places their trust in Allah alone, Allah is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Whoever places their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal alone, Allah Azza wa Jal will suffice them. The scholars, they say, فِي أَمْرِ دِينِهِ وَدُنْيَاهِ بِأَنْ يَعْتَمِدْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فِي جَلْبِ مَا يَنْفَعُهُ وَدَفْعِ مَا يَدُرُّهُ وَيَثِقُ فِي تَسْهِيلِ ذَلِكِ. Whoever placed their trust in Allah, what does that mean? Again, it's not a word that is said on the tongue. عَمَلًا قَلْبِي. It's an action of the heart. Meaning that the individual, he places their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal as it pertains to their religion and worldly affairs. They place their trust and reliance solely with Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is in their heart that Allah will give them what is beneficial for them and protect them from what is harmful, and he trusts that Allah will make this easy. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, brothers and sisters, from the fruits of at-tawakkul, min thamarati at-tawakkul, placing one's trust and relying solely in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, is what? Allah Azza wa Jal will save this servant from the shaytan. Allah Azza wa Jal, يَحْفَظُ هَذَا الْعَبْدُ الْمِسْكِينَ الضَّعِيفِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Allah Azza wa Jal will safeguard and protect the servant, this weak servant, needy servant, from the accursed devil. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The shaytan has no control, no authority over those who believe and place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the devil, he has no control, no authority over those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and they place their reliance and trust solely in Allah Azza wa Jal, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. يَزِيدُ ذَلِكَ وُضُوحًا حَدِيثُ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم عندما ذكر الأذكار, أذكار الخروج من المنزل. And this is even explained further if we mention the hadith كما جاء في سنن أبي داود بسند حسن حسن والشيخ الألباني رحمه الله. The supplication that a person says when they leave the home. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, it comes in سنن أبي داود with a sound chain of narration. إذا خرج الرجل من بيتي وهذا هو الغالب لكن يشمل المرأة كذلك. If a man leaves the home, and this is also applicable to the woman, if a person, the Muslim, leaves the home and says, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Listen, easy, so simple. Sahlun ala lisan, easy upon the tongue, but it requires the aqidah, the belief of the heart. If a person leaves the home and says what? Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, I've placed my trust and reliance solely in Allah Azza wa Jal. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might, no power except with Allah Azza wa Jal. Fayuqal lahu, it is said to him, hasbuk, qad hudita wa kufita wa wuqita. It is said to him, you have been guided, you have that which is sufficient for you, and you have been protected. Fayatanaha lahu shaytan. The shaytan will leave him. Allahu Akbar, look at that. Maybe a person leaves the home, they don't say any adhkar. It's easy for that person, if he leaves the home, he's naked, he's exposed, no shield, no protection. It's easy to wander into places where Allah is disobeyed. Maybe because he never made his adhkar when he left the house. He never said, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The shaytan will forsake him, will leave him. فَيَقُولْ لَهُ شَيْطَانْ آخر. Another devil will say to that devil, كيف لك برجل؟ What can you do to a man? As we said, or a woman. قد هدي وكفي ووقي. What can you do? Look, the shaytan is saying to another shaytan, what can you do to a man or a woman, as we say, who has been guided and sufficed and protected? Allahu Akbar. Naam! The promise of Allah is true. The shaitan has no control, no power over those who believe and they place their trust solely in Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise, brothers and sisters, min thamarati tawakkul, from the fruits and the benefits of placing one's trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, one's reliance in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is what? هَذَا الْعَبْدَ الَّذِي يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ يَنَالُ مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. The servant that places their trust solely in Allah Azza wa Jal, he will attain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah, he said in the Quran, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. If you, after you've consulted the people, if you now you choose to make a decision, place your trust in Allah alone. Verily Allah loves those who place their reliance solely in Him. Allah loves that person. And now, فَأَعْلَمُوا إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهَ الْعَبْدِ فَمَنْ يَدُرُّهُ. If Allah loves the servant, who can harm him? لا أحد. As Allah Azza wa Jal, كما جاء في الحديث القدسي, مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever harms one of my awliya, Allah, He says, I wage war against that person. May Allah protect us all. Likewise, brothers and sisters, من ثمرات التوكل النصر أن الله ينصر هذا العبد الذي يتوكل على الله وحده لا شريك له. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give that servant who places his trust solely in Allah, Allah will give him victory, Allah will give him success, Allah will give him happiness, Allah will give them prosperity. Why? Because they solely place their trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, تبارك وتعالى. فقد حقق التوكل. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, سبحانه, إِيَّنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. If Allah aids you, no one can overcome you. No one can defeat you. وَإِيَّخْذُلْكُمْ. And if Allah Azza wa Jal forsakes you and leaves you to yourself, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Who can aid you after him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And let the believers place their trust solely in Allah Azza wa Jal. نعم. If the servant places their trust in Allah, يَنْصُرْكُمْ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. You place your trust in Allah, no one can overcome you. That's a promise from Allah Azza wa Jal. They can plot, they can plan, they can whisper, they can amass and drum up all types of support. They can do whatever they want to do with you. يَنْصُرْكُمْ اللَّهُ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. No one can overcome you. وَيَخْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. And if Allah forsakes you, who is going to protect you after Allah Azza wa Jal? Who is going to defend you? And then Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us, تبارك وتعالى وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. And let the believers place their trust solely in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Likewise, brothers and sisters, من ثمرات التوكل, from the fruits of التوكل, placing one's trust solely in Allah Azza wa Jalla, تبارك وتعالى. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, تبارك وتعالى, will remove them from difficult situations and give them safety and security. If you're in danger, إذا وجدت نفسك في خطر عظيم, you're in extreme danger, whatever it may be related to, and you place your trust solely in Allah تبارك وتعالى, Allah عز وجل تبارك وتعالى سيجعل لك مخرجا. Allah will give you a way out تبارك وتعالى. Remember, there comes, وقد ثبت في صحيح البخاري عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما, there comes in Bukhari upon ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما, he said, أنه قال, قال حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. اسمعوا, remember, Ibn Abbas, he said this statement that we find in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah alone is sufficient for me, tawakkul, and He is the best disposer of all affairs. قال إبراهيم, إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said it حين ألقي في النار, when they threw him into the fire. وقال محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم. And محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said it when the people, they said to him, as Allah mentions in the Quran, إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم. The people, they've gathered against you to destroy and annihilate you from the earth. Fear them. فزادهم إيمانا وقالوا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. And when they saw all the people allied against them, coming together to harm them, they said, Allah Azza wa Jal alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs. Remember, brothers and sisters, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam kana yad'u ila tawheed wa kasara al-asnam biyadi. Ibrahim, he called the people to tawheed, na'am, and he broke the idols with his hand, alayhi salatu was salam. Based upon that, the people, they threw him into the fire. Ibrahim, when he was thrown into the fire, imagine yourself in that predicament. People trying to harm you, throwing you into a fire. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, انظر إلى العقيدة الصحيحة. Look what came from his tongue. Look how he responded. Look at the benefit of having correct belief. He said what? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah alone is sufficient for me, and He is the best disposer of all affairs. To the extent that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He tells us about ماذا? What He said to the fire. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. And we said to the fire, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said to the fire, be cold and a place of security and peace for Ibrahim. لماذا? Why? Because of his tawheed. Because of him actualizing tawheed. Placing his trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And look how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala aided him. Likewise, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the mushrikun, the polytheists, they thought now that they had the upper hand against the believers. And the believers were told, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, they're coming back to annihilate you. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did he say? Was he scared? Was he alarmed? Look at the courage, which comes from tawheed, which comes from correct aqeedah. He said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah alone is sufficient for us. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is the best disposer of affairs. What happened? When they saw the believers coming back out, even at difficult times, Allah placed fear into the hearts of the mushrikeen and they departed. And it was a victory for the Muslims. Wa ahlul Islam. Wa aqulu ma tasma'un. Wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Likewise, as we said, التوكل is what? صدق اعتماد القلب على الله في استجلاب المصالح ودفع المضار في الأمور الدنيوية وفي الأمور الآخرة. التوكل is what? It is an action of the heart that a person truthfully places their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal with their heart alone, that Allah Azza wa Jal will give them that which is beneficial and protect them from that which is harmful. This belief in the heart, كذلك من ثمراتها, from the fruits and the benefits of a tawakkul is what? As we find in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that alhamdulillah, this is one of the ways for Allah Azza wa Jal to bestow sustenance, a rizq ala al-ibad, upon the servants. Naam, people, they complain about wealth or they complain about difficult times. Naam, maybe one of the reasons is because we do not have the correct tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There comes in the sunan, the hadith narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لو أنكم كنتم توكلون على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you truly place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, as trust should be placed in Allah Azza wa Jal, tabaraka wa ta'ala, He will provide for you like He provides for the bird. تغدو خماصة, it leaves the nest in the morning hungry. وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَ, and it comes back in the evening full. However, we'll mention an important point here. وَهُوَ مُنَاسِبِ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ حَقِيقَةَ التَّوَكُّلِ لَا تَتِمُّ إِلَّا بِقِيَامِ وَفِعْلِ الْأَسْبَابِ الْمَشْرُوعَةِ أَوِ الْمُبَاحِ. That tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal, placing one's trust and reliance in Allah, is not complete except with a person taking the necessary lawful steps or legislating measures in order for them to achieve their goal. Now, because look in this hadith. This hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, if you were to place your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal truly, as you should place your trust in Allah, la razaqakum, He will provide for you, kama yarzuqu at-tayr, as He provide for this bird. Look at that bird, weak, fragile. Allah gives that bird sustenance. It leaves the nest in the morning hungry. Naam. هذا يدل على أن هذا الطيب, that this bird يسعى في الرزق, it strives to attain its sustenance, not sleeping all day. هذا ليس من التوكل. And then saying Allah will provide me, and you do not go out for kasb to earn any living. هذا ليس من باب التوكل ولا في شيء. بل كما قال بعض أهل العلم هذا نقص في العقل. That shows a deficiency in a person's intellect. That they think that they're going to be given sustenance and they're at home sleeping, or they're not working, or they're not taking the lawful measures for them to achieve their goals. هذا نقص في العقل. The bird, it never stayed in the nest. It left the nest in the morning hungry. يَسْعَى فِي رِزْقِ. What? Going out to try and attain its sustenance. Naam. That's why Islam, alhamdulillah, Islam is the mother religion. It tells us, naam. Place our trust in Allah Azza wa Jal with our hearts truthfully. And only Allah Azza wa Jal to give us that which is beneficial and protect us from that which is harmful. But at the same time, go out and implement the necessary measures for you to achieve your goal. Likewise, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the people of Yemen, they would perform Hajj and they would not take with them any sustenance. They wouldn't take any provisions on the journey. No food, no drink, ila akhirihi. When they wasalu ila Makkah, when they reached Mecca, they would ask the people, they would beg. هذا مذموم التوسل مذموم بارك الله فيكم. Begging a person, asking people, is frowned upon and censored in the Sharia. That you go to another man and you are an able man who can work and you have your health and your body, and you go to him and you say, can you give me some money? Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadis sufla. The upper hand is superior to the lower hand. Why would a person humiliate themselves in that fashion when Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed him with siha and afiyah? Brothers and sisters, Ibn Abbas, he said that people from Yemen, they would perform the Hajj. They wouldn't take any food, any provisions with them. When they got to Mecca, they would ask the people. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he revealed the ayah, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Assign yourself some provisions. Take provisions with you. Verily, the best provision is piety. That the ayah was revealed concerning these people. That they would go on Hajj, and they wouldn't take anything, food or drink or anything that they would need for their journey. Brothers and sisters, likewise, barakallahu feekum, another important point. If somebody solely relies upon the measures, the means, and not Allah Azza wa Jal, this is shirk. Major shirk that takes somebody from the fold of Al-Islam. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Where a person places their reliance and their trust in those means, not Allah Azza wa Jal. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, hada shirkun fit tawheed. Naam, so alhamdulillah, as we see, بارك الله فيكم التوكل أمر مهم جدا في غاية الأهمية. To place one's trust and reliance solely in Allah Azza wa Jal is a vital and an important matter. And alhamdulillah, even we see in Sunan Abi Dawud بسند حسن, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said دعوات المكروه توكل. Some people in society, they have spiritual illnesses, anxiety, depression, sadness, ila akhirihi. The first point of call is where they go to mada, the doctor. في كثير من الأحيان لا يحتاجون إلى الأدوية. Many times they don't need medicine. So the first thing the doctor he does, في كثير من الأحيان, now some people, قد يحتاج الشخص إلى الأدوية بلا شك. But many times the doctor, even if somebody has a bad stomach, or somebody has some unrelated illness, or somebody is feeling down, everyone is going to be happy one day, sad another day. Everyone goes through difficult times and experiences good times. If you go to the doctor, he's going to say, here, take this antidepressant. Here, take this antidepressant. Here, take this medication. And many times, these are narcotics that people likewise utilize with iyadu billah. They misuse to get high. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, da'awat al-makruh, the supplications for people in situations of distress. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is to say what? Allahumma rahmataka arju. Oh Allah, I only hope for your mercy. فَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Do not leave me to myself for the blink of an eye. Tawakkul. Don't leave me to myself. Because if the servant is left to himself and Allah forsakes them, he's open for all types of calamities as it pertains to this life. And more importantly, the akhirah, the hereafter. May Allah protect us. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي شَأْنِي كُلَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ. And rectify all of my affairs. None has the right to be worshipped except you. And may Allah grant us success and grant us all paradise and protect us from evil